There's an old song that we sing that goes like this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Peter, the apostle of Jesus, said in Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven among men by which we must be saved. Paul, also an apostle of Christ, said, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So these three verses, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 3:11, I want you to notice that these are absolutely definitive. There is no other name. There is no other way. And there is no other foundation. These are words that were needed to be said in the first century. They were very relevant in the first century. They needed to be said and heard when Jesus spoke them, and especially considering the culture in which he spoke them. I say that because the Jews were essentially preaching that people could come to God through their system of religion. There were people in the outside culture who were teaching that one could come to God through the worship of the natural elements in the natural world. There were plenty of people teaching that you could come to God and really actually just worship a plethora of gods and a multitude of gods. And around the first century, there came to be a teaching called Gnosticism, which basically said God could be only approached through something called special knowledge and enlightenment. That was back then. But these words are actually something that still need to be said and heard in our culture today. And I say that because, as was pointed out this morning, the Jews are still essentially teaching the same doctrine that denies Jesus as the Messiah. People are still worshiping nature. They still worship many gods, or they still worship many versions of one God. Gnosticism is still being taught in our culture. Many are enamored with getting closer to God through things like enlightenment and reason and special dreams and special knowledge. So John 14:6 and Acts 4:12 and 1 Corinthians 3:11, they're still as relevant today in the 21st century as they were when they were first spoken in the first century. And they stand as timeless and objective and absolute truth. Today our culture doesn't like that. Today our culture doesn't like absolute and exclusive claims. Our culture likes options. Our culture likes alternatives. Our culture thrives upon a way of thinking called pluralism. Pluralism denotes diversity of views and opinions rather than a single approach or a single method of interpretation. Have you ever heard something like, it doesn't matter what faith that you hold or what church that you attend, as long as you attend a church, because God knows your heart? It's a form of pluralism. Pluralism falsely teaches against judging other people's belief systems, because all religions, according to this way of thinking, all religions, all ethics, all belief systems are equal and they hold the same weight and value. That sounds familiar to you. It should, because pluralism has seeped into our government. It seeped into our schools. It seeped into our businesses. It seeped into our entertainment. Sadly, it seeped into some churches. And I want to be clear, pluralism is a humanistic worldview which stands in contradiction to what Jesus instructs. I mean, consider the singular nature of John 14:6.
Jesus didn't say, I know the way, but rather he said, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm one of many ways. He said, I am the way. He didn't say, choose your own way. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for us? Friend, if you decide that Jesus is not for you, God gave you free will. And I respect that. God gave you free will. And that's your choice. But you also need to know something. God's not offering a plan B. He doesn't offer an alternative. If you wish to come into relationship with him, if you wish to come into fellowship with him, if you wish to live eternally and be blessed by him, there's no alternative other than Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Someone once coined the phrase, you know, if you missed heaven, you missed everything, right? Love that phrase, but I'd like to amend it. I'd like to amend it by saying if you missed Jesus, you missed everything. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 says, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. The gospel truth can be boiled down to this simple message. Because our sins have separated us from God, we need a go-between between us and our holy God. Because the sin gap is eternally wide, we need a person from heaven who is in self eternal to bridge that gap between us. And Jesus is the only one that can bridge that gap. By his death, the price was paid from God the Father. By his resurrection, Jesus proved that he was and is and will be the Son of God. I want to point out that Jesus personally did something that no other religious leader could do or any law or code of ethics could ever do. About that, someone once wrote, and I quote, Moses could give the law. Muhammad could brandish a sword. Buddha could give personal counsel. Confucius could give wise sayings. But none of these men were qualified to offer atonement for the sins of the world. End quote. Jesus the Christ, whom we're remembering today, Jesus the Messiah, is what sets Christianity apart from every man-made religion. There are many religions with good sayings. There are many religions with good ethics and good practices and charitable ways of life. History is replete with religions that emphasize self-denial and empathy towards others. I mean, there are plenty of religions that look to a higher power for guidance and strength. But even the law of God that was given to Moses, the law of Moses, even the law of Moses cannot and could not and will not save man. I say that because Paul the Apostle of Christ declares in Galatians 2:16, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. So only Jesus Christ has done for us what no system of law could ever do. Only Jesus has given himself personally as a go-between us and our most holy God. Think about it. Who else has ever done that? Who else has ever been qualified to do that? Jesus the Christ is what sets Christianity apart. So the God of the Bible is an utterly exclusive God. Literal sense, he's unique. He's the living and he is the true God, and there is no one like him in the universe, and he will not share his glory with any created being or man-made creed or ethic or religion. And he alone deserves our worship and our praise and our remembrance. And so when his son declares, no one comes to the Father except through me, his son means it. And when Christ's apostles declare that there is no other name and no other foundation, they mean it. Again, friend, if you decide that Jesus is not for you, you need to know that God is not offering you a plan B. Jesus is how God the Father chose to express his love for the entire world. So if you wish to come to God, there's only one way. And that's for Jesus only. And only Jesus. This morning I want to take some time to focus our attention on the exclusivity of Jesus. There's no other way to the Father. There's no other name under heaven by which we are saved. And there's no other foundation on which to build our lives. Brothers, sisters, let's think on these things as we remember our Lord right now.